Descendants of immigrants and refugees from countries in the Middle East and South Asia often find a hard time living in post-9/11 America because they have Muslim names. Take former San Jose State professor and artist Hassan Elahi. After September 11th, while trying to catch a plane, he was detained and interrogated by the FBI and compelled to share a lot of personal information with the feds, where he went, what he did. He was eventually cleared, but that experience inspired him to launch a project called Hiding in Plain Sight, in which he photographs every single detail of his life, no matter how mundane, and then uploads it on his website for the world and the FBI to see. It's a form of surveillance protest art. In this piece from our archives, I sat down with Elahi and asked him, why?
Basically, 6 years ago, I was reported as a terrorist. Terrorist suspect, I should say. There was an erroneous report that the authorities received that an Arab man, never mind I'm not Arab, but an Arab man had fled on September 12th with explosives, who was hoarding explosives, I should say.
Fled from where?
From a storage unit in Tampa, Florida, and I was hoarding explosives there. So I found out about it many, many, many months later. And it was June 19th, actually. I was flying back into Detroit from an exhibition overseas. And it's one of those typical, you come in through immigration, you hand your passport through, they swipe it, you go. Except this time, I came in and he swiped the passport and he just turned completely white. And I asked him, is there something wrong? And doesn't acknowledge me, doesn't even look up. Says, follow me, please. And I end up in an INS detention facility, which is highly unusual for a U.S. citizen to be taken into an INS
custody. No explanation.
No, I still have no idea what's happening. And I'm in this huge, huge, huge room with all these foreign faces from every corner of the earth. And, you can just see the fear in everyone's face that this is their first day in the United States and, it's not a good day for them. And of course, I'm here with my red dreads coming out of my hair and all these things and smelling really bad because I've been on a plane for the last 3 days. And I'm trying to ask the guards there, you guys got any idea what I'm doing here? And they just looked baffled. They were like, what are you doing here? I mean, you're obviously not waiting for an interpreter and you have that U.S. passport. Anyway, it felt like an eternity. I mean, I don't know how long it really was, but it felt like an eternity. And then this man in a dark suit walks straight up to me and looks at me and says, I expected you to be older. And he took me – and then I asked him, you mind explaining what's going on? And he looks at me and says, you got some explaining to do yourself. And we go around into a small room. And out of nowhere, he asks me, where were you September 12th? And really, I mean, I had no idea. I said, but, I can look it up for you. So I pull out my PDA. I said, okay, let's look at my appointments. It's at 10 o'clock. I went and paid my rent at the storage unit. 10:30, I met with my graduate student. 12 o'clock, I had my intro level class. 3 o'clock, I had my advanced level class. Anyway, so at the end of all this, he said, okay, everything's great. I was like, okay, wonderful. I said, can I get a letter saying everything's okay? And, of course, the problem is that in order to be formally cleared, you have to be formally charged. So I'm in this bizarre predicament saying, guys, all we need is the last guy at the last airport not to get the last memo. And here we go all over again. Mm-hmm. The intelligence agencies or, this entire war on terror, it's such an incredibly massive system. It's impossible for it to work at 100% efficiency. It's too big of a system. So the reality sunk in that, wait, at any moment, I could be caught back up in this. I could be caught up right back into this whole situation. And then I started thinking to myself, I have a file with the FBI, but how accurate is it? What do they know about me? Then I started saying, well, in theory, if I tell everything to everyone, then that file is much more comprehensive than any information the FBI has. And what that basically does, it borrows the simplest of all economics principles. where by flooding the market with all this information that I have of myself, the information the FBI has about me has absolutely no value whatsoever. And in that sense, what happens is we become completely anonymous. So that's one side of the project. But the other side of it is by...
So what would you do exactly? Why don't you take us through what you would do?
Sure. Basically, what I started doing is I started timestamping my life every few moments when I make a significant change in location. So if I'm sitting at home all day, probably not a, you know, you'll see a couple of images. But you know, if I'm moving around a lot, you'll see a lot of things. You'll see a lot of movement.
So wherever you go, you take a picture.
Exactly.
Whatever you do, you take a picture.
Exactly. And that photo gets uploaded. When you look, there's over 32,000 images on this site right now.
I've looked at your 400 toilets, and you've been to some filthy toilets.
Yes.
Some really slick ones,
though. Pretty nice ones, too. Yeah,
and a very dirty one in Geneva, Switzerland.
Yes. Can you believe that?
I did not believe that.
No, it's pretty bad. Yeah. Well, you know, it kind of goes with the methodology of, okay, guys, you want to watch me? You're going to get everything.
More than they bargained for.
Yeah, exactly. And on top of that, it's like, okay, you want to watch me? That's fine. But I can watch myself a lot better than you guys ever could, and to get such detail that you will never have access to.
Do you know if the government is looking at your website?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, you know, one of the things is when you're looking at it, I'm actually looking at who's looking at me. So I'm looking at who's looking at me, looking at me.
To a mirror.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, literally, it borrows the surveillance metaphor of the two-way mirror. So I can see who's hitting me when, and I get some very interesting visitors. I get visitors from the NSA, the CIA, the Pentagon, the Office of the Secretary of Defense, you name it. The best one was a thing called EOP.gov, which most people have no idea what EOP.gov is. But if you go to EOP.gov, there's nothing there. There's no website configured at that address. It's the Executive Office of the President.
Ooh, that's what it stands for.
Yeah.